two sixth graders going out to share the hope that they have found in Jesus. Welcome to our Give, Send, Go Spotlight. My name's Heather Wilson, and I am joined today by some really special people. I'm very excited for them to tell you about what they are doing to shine brightly in this world. So why don't you all introduce yourselves?
My name is Sophie Mayers, and I go to the Learning Center.
My name's Emma Mayers, and I also go to the Learning Center.
And I'm Sarah Mayers, mom of these two.
All right. So thank you for coming on today to talk with me. So I see that you're raising some money. Who wants to tell me a little bit about what you're raising money for?
Yeah, I will. We're going on outreach we're going in April. And so we are already at $3,400. So we just need to raise about $2,000. Yeah, and we're going to be doing a lot of educational trip in Italy, but then we'll be preaching more in England with Word by Heart that we did a class in our school.
So Word by Heart is basically memorizing stories from the Bible and telling them by heart. And so we are going to be doing a lot of telling Word by Heart stories in England to youth groups and churches and we're going to be staying at a YWAM base there, and YWAM is like Youth with a Mission, so they're like training young people to go out and preach the gospel. And so we did Word by Heart in the fall, and they were preparing us to go on outreach. And so we're practicing our Word by Heart stories and Bible, practicing to go preach them.
That is so exciting. So I do know what YWAM is. I did YWAM when I was right out of high school, and I went to Japan with my DTS is what they call it. And right now I have a daughter who's 23, and she actually works for Give, Send, Go, but she's at a YWAM base in Cambodia. And so we're very familiar with YWAM. Is this your first time going on a missions trip?
Yeah.
This is your first time.
Yeah, really. This is the first.
Your first time out. So how are you feeling? Are you like super excited or nervous? What are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to see everything in different types of people and traditions in different places. And I'm just excited to hopefully see hearts changed.
That is super exciting. I actually went on a missions trip to England one time as well. It was the only time I'd ever been to England. And it was very cool. Lots of different things, not like so different because people could speak English. But it was definitely an experience. So you've been doing this Word by Heart, where you learn Bible stories and then you're able to tell the story just because you've memorized it pretty much, right? Is that what you're saying, what that is? Okay. Do each of you have a favorite? You don't have to tell me the whole Bible story, but do you have a favorite one that you like to tell more than others?
I really like telling the Samaritan woman story.
Okay. Yeah. The woman at the well. That's a pretty cool story, huh?
Yeah. I enjoy telling the Elijah story.
Okay. Lots of good stories with Elijah. He did a whole bunch of
stuff. The widow's son. Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yeah. The widow's son. Very, very cool. So are you going to be working with YWAM while you're there, or just who are you? Will you be going into schools, or do you know what you're going to be doing when you're over there?
Mostly in Italy, we're not really doing much mission work. It's more educational. But in England, we're doing a lot of mission work in the YWAM base, but also at other churches, not in the YWAM base. But because the YWAM base does have like youth groups that some of the kids go to, so we'll probably do Word by Heart there. We are going to be staying at the YWAM base there, so we will be doing work with the YWAM there.
Going to youth groups and churches, which will be another big part of being in England. Mostly Italy is more educational, seeing Pisa and Rome, yeah, we're going to go to Rome and a day in Venice. So that's more of educational because my teacher's from Italy.
Awesome. So mom, are you going with them?
So I am not going on this trip. Their dad is going to be one of the chaperones. And because I have a younger daughter, and also because I'm the school secretary at the school that's sending them, so I'm going to stay behind and work in the office and be with my younger daughter, but their dad's going to go with them.
All right. And you're going in April, you said, so that's coming right up. That's like less than a month away. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yes.
And they're learning Italian in the afternoons to prepare for the Italy part of the trip as well. So all the, there's four teams actually going out from their middle school. One team's going to South Africa, another to Mexico to build a home. And then the team that's going to England and Italy. And then there's one team that's going to stay in Hawaii and do local outreach.
How many people are going on your team? Do you know how many students?
Is it 13 right now?
Yeah, I think 13
right now. 13, well, yeah. That's a good group, and all from the school. So is this something the school does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a mission sending school, but it's also a mission training school. So all of our teachers are being trained to be teachers in the missionary field all around the world. So while they're teaching our students, they're also being trained themselves. So we have like a teacher trainer program. So they're being discipled and mentored in the classroom. Their teacher is amazing. She speaks three or four different languages. And I think we'll be going out potentially back to Italy or Germany to teach in the nations after this year. So yeah, it's a really exciting place. Most of the kids in their school, their parents are full-time missionaries that are either right now training other people to be missionaries, or they're maybe here for a season to receive more training before going back out to, you know, Korea or Kyrgyzstan or different, you know, different places. So
every child deserves a loving family. However, adoption expenses can often be overwhelming, but with GiveSendGo, you can confidently start your adoption journey and allow others to support you through their prayers and giving. Give a child the gift of a forever home. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your adoption campaign now.
I see that you started a GiveSendGo. How did you hear about GiveSendGo? I'm guessing that's a mom question.
So one of the girls from their school's mom actually told us about it.
Okay. Well, we thank you for using GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a place started by my brother and I. So we're two of 12 kids. So my mom and dad had a lot of kids. I have 6 brothers and 5 sisters. Can you imagine? I know you have 3 sisters, right? There's 3 of you. Do you have any brothers or just the 3 girls?
Just the 3 girls.
The 3 girls, yeah. So there's 6 girls and 6 boys. No twins at all. But so we came from a big family, and we thought, what if we allowed people to fundraise while we shared hope with people? Because there's also sites out there where people can go and fundraise on the site. But we want to GiveSendGo to be a place. If you were to ask any of our people, any of our staff, what we do at GiveSendGo, they would say to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding. So that is exactly why we allow GiveSendGo, is so that people can come on and raise funds, even if we don't agree with them. Not everybody's going on missions trips like you. Some people are raising money because maybe they have some medical bills or something happened in their life and they just need some extra money. But our whole goal is that, just like what you're going to be doing when you go over to Italy and Rome and England, is finding people and sharing Jesus with them, because we know that's what they need more than anything, right? And yeah. So what an exciting adventure. And I want you to remember, as you guys continue to grow up, that everything you do, we do fundraising. And guess what we do? We share the hope of Jesus while people fundraise. So really, anything that God puts in your life, girls, you can share the hope of Jesus while you're doing it, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a plumber, whether you're a trash collector. It doesn't matter. Whatever God has you doing, you can share his hope. And that's what our world needs. That's why our world kind of can be crazy sometimes, because people don't know how much Jesus loves them. And I think that's so awesome that you girls are at such a, what grade are you each in?
I'm 6th grade. We're both in 6th grade.
You're both in 6th grade. All right. So 2 6th graders going out to share the hope that they have found in Jesus. Do you have a favorite Bible verse or something you want to share with the people listening? I know I'm catching you off guard. Anything you can think of?
I know. I don't know the reference, but I really like this Bible verse.
mightier than the waves of the sea is his love for you. I like that Bible verse, but I don't know the reference.
Which is fine. We put the references in later so that we can like find them. But that when someone was writing the Bible, they didn't write the references. So
I know most of mine, but it's perfect love casts out all fear.
Ah, that's a good one, especially because there'll probably be some times where you're a little uncomfortable and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to get up in front of all these people. I don't know what they're going to think. But we know we have perfect love in Jesus, and he casts out that fear, and that's a promise. And so I can't wait to hear. I would love for when you get back that you guys send us an email and let us know how your trip went, maybe some pictures or something so that we can celebrate what you did. This is such an exciting journey, and to be able to just start so young sharing the hope of Jesus is super, super exciting for us. Is there anything? So we have people that will be watching this. Obviously, if you want to be a part of the mayor's going out and sharing the hope of Jesus, maybe you're sitting behind your desk watching this video right now and you're going, I just can't leave. I have to work. I have kids, whatever the situation, but maybe you want to support them. Well, then you should go to givesendgo.com/mayersmission, MAYERSMISSION. And you can hit the give now button to give and help these girls on their trip. You can share to tell other people, and you can also pray and let them know that you're praying for them as they go and share the hope of Jesus. So is there anything that the people listening that might not be able to go on out over to Italy, as much as we all want to go to Italy, but maybe we can't right now. Is there anything that we can be praying for you, that you can think of, anything you'd like people who are watching to be praying for you and your teachers and the other people going on all these trips? What can we be praying for? Is there anything you can think of?
Mainly in Italy, religion is not Christianity, and I just want to see hearts being healed there, even though in Italy, it's more of an educational trip.
Even though it's really exciting and I'm going on outreach, there's a lot of things that I'm missing here, like camp, my summer camp, aunts and uncles, weddings, and like I'm missing my friends for a couple of months, and maybe that I would just be excited to go on outreach even though I'm missing a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it does take sacrifice, right? Take sacrifice and choosing which things you're going to do, because you can't do everything. And so that's what we'll be praying for both of you, that this will be a life-changing event.
Be a hero in your own story. You don't need a cape or fame to make a difference. Use GiveSendGo to start a fundraising campaign to share hope and change the world. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your crowdfunding adventure now.
How long are you going for?
2 weeks. But we're also going to stay in England because that's where my dad's from, and me and my sister were born in Scotland. So we're just going to stay around there for the summer and scout and see if that's a future place to live.
And then my mom and other sister are coming to meet us there, and we're going to stay there for a month and then come back to Kona.
Awesome. I was wondering, because you said summer camp. So I was like, how long are they going for?
So yeah, just to clarify, we feel like God's calling our family to move back to Scotland. We used to live there. And that's actually where I did my DTS. And and so we're going to take this opportunity, since they're already going to be in Europe, to join them and kind of have an extended time of prayer and scouting as a family to see, you know, where in Scotland God's calling us back to, and kind of timing, and just really take a couple of those months to, travel around and just ask God to speak to us, really.
Well, we'll definitely be praying for all of that as well, that you just hear very, very clearly, because this is a big move for all of you. So that you'll just know without a doubt exactly what his plans are for you. So how exciting. I'm so thankful that you guys came on and talked to me today. What we'll be doing is we're going to be posting this on our social media. We'll also send it to you so you can post it on your social media if you'd like to let people see you on an interview before you go on your trip. But before we go, can I just pray with you girls real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Dear Jesus, I just want to thank you for who you are and how much you love us. I just thank you for the heart you gave each one of them to serve you and to love you, God. I just pray for this whole family as they are seeking your will in their life, God, that you will just open up and give them direction, help them to just see so clearly. I pray for opportunities during this trip for individual time that each one of these girls will be able to share their faith and see some fruit from it, God. We thank you for using people like us to share the hope that you that's only found in you. And we love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Any last words? Anybody want to say any last things before we go?
Thank you so much for listening to us and praying for us.
No, absolutely. And we, like I said, we can't wait to hear how it goes. And we will love to continue hearing about your journey. So please feel free to email us at any time and just say, hey, just wanted to let you know, this is what we're doing. We love it. We love to hear what God is doing all around the world. Thank you. Thanks for everybody joining us today, watching our podcast Shine Brightly. You can see the link below. Please click on it, give, pray, and share. And let's help these girls get to go on their mission trip. All right. Have a great day.